Okay, thanks for joining me. This is Boone Pickens, and I'm looking forward to visiting with Secretary Gates on how to solve the Mideast problems. Mr. Secretary, glad to have you,
thank you,
on my podcast with me. What I'd like to do is to talk about oil, and I'd like to talk about oil in the Mideast. And I see a big change there because the Russians now have moved in. And it almost is we've moved out. Am I seeing it right or wrong?
I think what we're going to see is that the perception of our disengagement has had a profound effect throughout the region. And it clearly has created an opportunity for Putin. And he has a strategy. And his strategy...
And we don't.
I was getting there. His strategy, first of all, is to reassert Russia's role, not only in the world, but specifically in the Middle East, that nothing can happen there, whether it's a peace deal in the, or a negotiated outcome in Syria or any other major issue, without the Russians playing a central part.
You say since he's moved in there? Since he's gone?
I think that's one of his purposes
okay.
of moving
All right.
in there.
I agree.
Is to assert Russia's role. And as Secretary Rice and I wrote a couple of weeks ago, diplomacy follows the facts on the ground, not vice versa. And he is creating facts on the ground that will strengthen his position and Assad's in any negotiation that comes. Now, if he gets a chance to poke us in the eye as a bonus, he'll do that in a heartbeat. But he is basically reasserting Russia's role in the Middle East in a way that they really have not had since the Egyptians threw him out, thanks to us, in the early 1970s.
Okay, I remember they were tossed in 73, and they haven't had a presence there. And now they kind of come in pretty easy. It's all at once now they're there. And this guy wants to reestablish Russia as a superpower. And he's kind of in a place that has a lot of options for him. But if you take the oil, not OPEC oil, but some of it's OPEC oil, but if you take Mideast oil with Russian oil, you now control half the oil in the world.
That's right. And even as the U.S. becomes more energy independent, as we have in recent years, the fact is the rest of the world is not. It's getting worse. And so what you end up with is considerably greater potential Russian leverage, not only in Eastern Europe and in Western Europe, but potentially also in terms of their relationship with China, which has very broad implications for the future.
But what caused this to happen to us?
Well, I think that, we have to acknowledge that after a decade of war, the American people were tired of military engagement in the Middle East. You know, Americans are willing to commit our military forces, but not if they don't think they're going to win.
And that's exactly the way I feel.
and the notion of stalemate or just continuing to sacrifice the lives of our young men and women in uniform to no evident purpose ran out its string. And so I think the basis for this is the American people's weariness with military engagement. But the truth is that withdrawing from Iraq and Afghanistan in the absence of clear-cut victories in either country was always going to be tricky business to avoid sending the signal the U.S. was withdrawing from the Middle East and from our global responsibilities. Now, when we lost in Vietnam, Kissinger and Nixon managed to offset that by the opening to China and the opening to the Soviet Union. So they let it be known that despite Vietnam, the U.S. was still going to be the big dog on the block. We were still going to be the dominant world power. But the way we don't have those opportunities now, and the way these withdrawals have been played has sent the signal, not only in the Middle East, but more broadly, that the U.S. is pulling back to our shores. Now, that's not what we intended, but I think that's the message a lot of people have gotten.
Well, if we didn't intend that, I mean, Obama wanted out of there. And now he's trying to explain that, you know, the military guy we had over there got killed last week, that he was not there, boots on the ground.
Well, this whole notion of being in combat and not being willing to call it combat, I think a lot of our young people in the military take some offense at that. They're putting their lives on the line. They're at risk. And the White House is trying to call it something it isn't.
Boy, I could. I mean, we're too much in agreement.
This is no fun.
But it's just now. What do we got? We got the Fifth Fleet there, and we've got our friend the Israelis, but it looks to me like we've kind of walked. What are we doing with 50 people in Syria? 50 people. It isn't even a round lot. You know what I mean? It's nothing. I don't understand what strategy is.
Well, I don't think there is a strategy.
Okay.
I think we're playing it day by day, and we're making lots of tactical decisions in the absence of any kind of a larger strategy. And this is a big concern of mine in the Middle East. We got four conflicts going on in the Middle East simultaneously. We got Shia Islam led by Iran versus Sunni Islam led by Saudi Arabia. We've got reformers versus authoritarians. We've got Islamists versus secularists. And then we've got this whole question of whether these artificially created states, Libya, Syria, Iraq, can, with historically adversarial ethnic and religious groups, can hold together. And it doesn't look good. All that's going on. So for me, that means we likely face a generation of conflict in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah.
And we have no overarching strategy on how we're going to deal with it in a way like containment in the Cold War that can be supported by both Democrats and Republicans, because it's going to take more than one presidential term to resolve these problems.
Well, I'm still... Cheney and I talked about this subject, and he assures me that I'm getting old and I want to be an isolationist. And that's not, but I don't see where, I just don't see a role for us. And he says there's always a role for America, and we ought to stay. Stay? Where do we stay?
Well, I agree with Dick, but we need to see our role in terms beyond military. The United States has enormous political and economic clout and leverage. And if we use our military capabilities as a deterrent and as a presence, you know, there's a difference between being engaged and being a world policeman everywhere and having a military force that can deter people who might consider aggression. But if they're looking at a significant American force off the horizon, are likely to hesitate. And so when we're perceived as withdrawing, the forces contrary to our interests move in. So I think that what we need is to provide some political leadership. In terms of how we deal with this threat in the Middle East, this complex of threats for a generation. Because if we ignore it, they won't ignore us. They will reach out for us, just like they reached out of Afghanistan.
Well, I don't see the path to where we want to be. I don't see how we're going to influence something if we don't get militarily engaged. And I do not want to put our people in there and have casualties and not have a plan.
Well, we are absolutely on the same page on that. That's one of the reasons why I opposed our participation in the intervention of Libya. I said in the Situation Room, can I just finish the two wars I'm already in before you guys go looking for a third one? There was no plan. I mean, the irony is...
Well, the plan that was there was Hillary's, wasn't it?
Well, there just wasn't a plan. The irony is the folks who criticized President Bush for not having a plan after we threw out Saddam threw out Gaddafi, and they didn't have a plan.
No.
And so now we have the chaos that we face in Libya.
Well, everything's going to be okay when we get a Republican in the White House. Tell me that's right.
Well, we'll see. That kind of depends on the Republican, doesn't it?
Well, at 87, I've got to stay alive to see what happens. So I'm. Oh, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
For sitting with me, and I don't know that you gave me a lot of comfort, other than neither one of us know what the plan is.
Exactly.
Good. Thank you.
You bet.